Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. It's cold outside. Why? It's about 68 degrees. And, of course, if you're listening anywhere on the mainland, you think I'm absolutely bonkers. 68 degrees? We wish it were 68 degrees. Yeah, it's going to be a mostly sunny day today. The high is going to be 80, all right, or at least near 80. The winds are out of the northeast, 8 to 11 miles per hour, becoming west-northwesterlies in the afternoon. Very important for golfers who want to know just how to hit that shot. Ben Hongo is going to help us with a wind game later in the show. And tonight, partly cloudy, a low about 66. Oh, my. Breezy northerly winds, 11 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 20. We're going to have those gusts tomorrow, too, if you're planning to get out to play a round of golf. My guest today, Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. Sarah Kalin, LPGA Director of Digital Marketing. And Steve Pike, the award-winning journalist who travels around the world in search of the best resorts and food and golf and outdoor activities. I want his job. Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, and Tim Lamb from Maui Nui Golf Course. He's a PGA. They'll be on together. And we're going to kick off the show, of course, with Jeff Shackelford, author of 10 books, producer Quadrilateral, and you can find him at jeffshackelford.com. But you're looking for a tee time. Danielle, what are the tee times? The sweater girls know all about cold. It's 53 degrees up at Volcano. It's erupting. Doesn't matter. There's snow. There's lava. Volcano Golf Club, 8:30, 9:24, and 10:48. And no, there's no lava at Volcano Golf Course. Makalei has an 8:48 and a 9:08. And on Kauai, Poipu has an 8:40, 11:30, and 11:50. And the Philly fans, they're out today. Then the Kauai Lagoons, 9:18 and a 10:10, where the Golf Widows are playing today. We've got on Oahu several. The Sand Dunes. I have a hard time visualizing this. The Sand Dunes are going to be playing at Turtle Bay at 9:08, 10:10, and an 11:18 is also available. I guess they have to do a lot of recovery shots. Hawaii Kai has a 9:28 and a 10:36. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:48, 11:11. Oh, the Chiefs fans, they're going out at Wa Hawaiian. They're not on the same island, see? They can't be. Beach, Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:30, a 9:32, and a 10:40. Now, on Maui, on the Wailea Gold Course, there's a 9:40, an 11:40, and a 12:20. And let's see now, the Member Ohana Tourney is happening in the morning, I believe it is. And that's why, or is that on the Emerald Course? Yes. Wailea Emerald Course is where the Member Ohana Tourney is. But if you want to play in the afternoon on the Emerald, there's a 1 o'clock and a 1:20. The Blue Course has an 8:40, 11:40, and a 12:40. The Miller Group, they're out again. Maui Nui, 12:30 and 1 o'clock. Okay, right after this, we're going to get into it with Jeff Shackelford. I'm going to learn how to speak English shortly. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Jeff Shackelford, author of 10 books. Publisher, The Quadrilateral. We're going to get into what The Quadrilateral is. It's a year-round newsletter from one of golf's last independent voices. It's devoted to all things Grand Slam, best Cup events, just everything. He was senior writer, Golf Week, USA Today. He worked at every golf publication, and now he's independent. And Jeff, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, as always, great to hear your voice and to talk to you about whatever mess we're in now in golf.
Wait a minute. Before we get into the messes, well, it could be a mess, but, you know, I don't think of it as a mess right now. Tiger Woods is going to play next week in the Genesis Invitational at Torrey Pines. That's a tournament he's also hosting. Boy, that's a tough job, playing and hosting. What do you think?
Well, it's nice that he's playing. You know, he had said that last year he realized he didn't play enough, and when he got to the majors, which is the only thing he cares about at this point, he wasn't really in playing shape in terms of walking and everything that, you know, people laugh, but there's a lot that goes into being able to focus for 5+ hours. And walk a hilly golf course multiple days, and any golfer can understand that. It's not smart to show up having, taken the cart around a flat course in Florida and played golf. So
yes.
I think it's great. I hope he adds a few more things going into Augusta, because it's a tough walk, but we've seen enough of his game lately with the TGL that would suggest he's in, you know, it looks like he's in good form. Obviously, you know, his mother passed away this week, and yeah. So I don't know how that'll affect his frame of mind, but I'd be shocked if it doesn't, you know, put quite a damper on his spirit, because she was a big part of his life.
When he wrote about his mom passing, he said, "My mom doesn't get enough credit. And she's been there my entire life. She's always been there through thick and thin." And he accepted an award, and that's where this, you know, address came from about his mom. And he said, "This award, I accept it in humbleness and just unbelievable regard for the past recipients, but I also accept it for my mommy, too. She has allowed me to get here. She allowed me to do these things, chase my dreams, and the support and love. I didn't do this alone. I had the greatest rock that any child could possibly have, my mom. Thank you, Mommy." I mean, it was like, I get goosebumps, you know, chicken skin, as we call them in Hawaii. It's just so sweet. And his love for her, he just has to visualize that she's with him. She's standing over there. She's watching him, you know, and get the power, the mana from that feeling of having her still there. She's always going to be with him.
Yes, she will. And she had a very distinctive voice, and she was not afraid to express her opinion. And I think she kept him in line at times. Or set him straight. You know, his dad gets so much credit for his career, but, you know, those of us who've seen her out at tournaments and know that what a role she played, and I hope she went peacefully. She was just at the TGL match, about 10, 12 days ago.
Wow.
And I actually thought she looks fantastic, so I hope the best for Tiger and the family. I'm sure it's a tricky time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now we're going to go to the messes that we've got going on, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
let's see now. And this is where I kept writing, what's going on here? The backbone of the game of golf in the United States is the USGA. I mean, some would argue the PGA of America, but the USGA, they do all the rules and they do everything like that. They've decided that LIV golfers will be playing in the next two U.S. Opens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Quite a flex. Yeah. Well, you know, I was a little surprised at their generosity, to be honest, since LIV is not really making an effort to join the official world ranking anymore. They withdrew their application. And so, you know, the U.S. Open wants the best field it can get, but they also want to protect all those qualifying spots, which are such a big part of the identity of the event. And so they've Yeah, you're probably looking at one player this year that wasn't otherwise exempt, and probably two next year. And then they gave them a free pass through from the local to the final qualifying for top 10 players. So you might see a couple out of that as well. But it definitely was an interesting move in terms of kind of saying to the PGA Tour, we're tired of waiting for you guys to figure out whatever you're trying to figure out, and we're going to go ahead. And to me, it legitimizes LIV in a way that other things wouldn't have. And I just don't think it was earned by LIV. Again, they withdrew from the world ranking. If you've watched any of the tournament this week, it's just a ghastly thing. I mean, and I don't like to pick on course conditioning, Danielle, but the greens are just awful. They're playing at night. There's nobody there. The players are
miserable.
I mean, it's night golf. It's well lit, but it's just doesn't feel like a legitimate tournament. When you know there are so many great events, especially in the fall. You know, the Australian Open, the BMW PGA, which the USGA does give the winner a spot. But there are other prestigious four-round events where you just think, well, that was just a more satisfying, important win for that person and that community. And so it's a strange one.
Yeah, it is to me, too. I mean, it's a staggered starts, and it's just weird. Yeah. Everything
Anthony
is...
Anthony Kim.
there is that. Okay, now this is where I get really confused. For the 2025 championship, a full exemption will be awarded to the top player who is not otherwise exempt and in the top three of the 2025 LIV Golf individual standings as of May 19th, 2025. In addition, a local exemption will be awarded to the top 10 players from the 2025 LIV Golf individual standings as of April 7th, 2025. So how many of these LIV golfers are going to be playing? It sounds like a whole bunch.
Well, you have John Rahm I shouldn't say. It's the top three until May, but you got to figure John Rahm is probably going to be there. But if he's not, he's already exempt anyway. So it's just one of the top three players who's not otherwise in the U.S. Open. And then they have 10 spots, can go to the final qualifying stage. They get to bypass the locals. So it's they still have to play 36 great golf holes and against a lot of other good players to make it. So and then next year they add a spot essentially by it being a kind of season long thing, and then also an exemption for the top player in the first nine or so events.
I'm not sure whether this is something you wrote or whether it was something that I just read and could help but write it down. The validation should be seen as great news for the league, given LIV's abandonment of official world golf ranking status while sticking to 54 hole with fields dotted with circus freaks.
That was me. Yeah, that was definitely not the USGA press release, Danielle. And that's just my view that it's just they haven't done enough to really warrant this. And my view, it almost feels like the USGA is doing this for another reason. It's not their style, but it almost feels like they're sending a message. And, you know, I cover all the distance stuff, and the PGA Tour and the PGA of America have decided to come out against it after a multi-year process that they were involved in. They've decided to lie and say they weren't involved. They've decided to lie and say the data wasn't right. It's all shot link, which is one of the great marvels of the PGA Tour and the pro game. So it could just be a passive-aggressive way. And by the way, I mean, they're not going to get a bad player in the U.S. Open the way they've structured it. You're going to have somebody who's not going to embarrass themselves. So it's not the only risk for them is sort of a reputational one or being seen as taking spots away from the great, you know, golf's toughest day final qualifying, which so many people really, really value.
So will you think our PGA Tour players, the guys that are, you know, officially there, do you think they'll be complaining, filing grievances?
I don't think they'll do that, but I do think they'll take notice. And, you know, they have their own issues, though. You know, for instance, the Masters coming up gave a spot to every player who won in the fall. And some of the fields in those fall events were just shockingly poor in terms of just pure numerical. I mean, they're all good players, don't get me wrong, but they're it really is questionable whether those should be getting a spot in the Masters, and because the fields are so weak. And so they have some of their own issues to mop up at home too. So they probably shouldn't get too carried away. But as you know, pro golfers love to complain about the USGA.
There you go. And now let's go to the PGA of America. It says here that they have not announced Sergio Garcia's invitation to the 2025 championship at Quail Hollow, but it looks like he might be invited or might not be invited. What's the story behind this?
Yeah, he and Liv have said he's been invited, and the PGA of America won't confirm it. It's a very strange thing.
Huh.
Same with Joaquin Niemann, but Joaquin Niemann has gone and played outside of LIV and played very well, won a good event in the fall, almost contended and almost won again at the Australian Open, which he won last year, and of course he received a Masters invitation. You know, he's really making an effort to play outside of LIV events, and when he's done that, he's played well, and Sergio has not. So he's in the 400s in the world ranking. He was the third player last year, top in the top three of LIV in terms of individual earnings. So I guess it's based on that. So, yeah, in a way, it's another little shot from the PGA of America towards the PGA Tour, because I just don't – that one really, to me, is a reach. Sergio finished 12th in the U.S. Open, which was a nice week for him, but – that was kind of the first sign of real life in his game outside of a LIV event in a long time, a long time.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, how he feels about himself at LIV and wanting to be where he was before he went to LIV. You know, all of this, there's got to be some aspect to it that's mental, you know, or emotional. You just want to get out. The Masters Tournament 2025 coming up April. The 90th playing. Wow. So what did that hurricane do to Augusta? Did they get it all taken care of? What have you heard?
Oh, yeah, they cleaned it up quickly. But I think, you know, from everybody I've heard from who's played there, which is a few people since the hurricane, and you read my newsletter, I kind of scoured the internet for aerial photos and things. I'm trying to be sensitive, obviously, to everything that happened there, but it's the Masters, and people want to know. And they definitely lost a lot of older trees. Unfortunately, none of the younger trees that they've planted in some weird places. But they lost some behind some greens that people will notice, and I think Amen Corner's a little thinner, and so it'll change the wind dynamics there. But of course, and then the biggest change was. Or I guess it wasn't really a change. It was damage. Two huge trees fell on the 16th green, and they had to regrass the green.
I bet.
And they do that in a way that nobody else in the golf industry does. They can resod a green. It's and it's open for play. It's been open for play for weeks, and the people that say you can't tell a difference. So that's incredible what they do with greens. Ryegrass and fairways, that's easy to fix things. You know, the course wasn't quite open yet when the hurricane hit, thankfully, so there weren't people in town or anything like that.
Right.
And, yeah, so the property, it took a hit. You know, you could definitely see there was almost looked like there was a little mini tornado or something, because there's a kind of a swath through some holes that did more damage than in other places. But the club is, spent a lot of money donating things to the community, and they've kind of been downplaying the damage, but they had a lot of work to do to clean it up, for sure.
No doubt. And they never reveal much of any. By the way, I just wanted to say, when you said, don't hesitate to speak your mind, Jeff Shackelford. that's what I love about quadrilateral, you know. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Quadrilateral is Jeff Shackelford's. Now, he's author of 10 books. He's written for every golf publication. He's been around the block. He knows a lot of people. He can call. He can talk to people. He can get insights. They may not want to be quoted, but, you know, Jeff knows how to write a fabulous story with really good information. He covers breaking news as it happens. He covers stars in history and architecture and course setup, the business of the majors, television, travel, merchandise, you name it, he's covering it. And it comes once a week, the Quadrilateral, into your inbox. And if he's feeling like it's something really important, he's going to also, but he's not going to overload. You know, we all get a lot of email, but this is one that I look forward to getting because I feel like I'm really in touch with the world of golf through Jeff Shackelford's Quadrilateral. Now, how do we find that?
You know, I still go with the old reliable, Danielle. Search Jeff with a G, G-E-O-F-F, and golf, and my website and the the Substack address to sign up for free is all there, thanks to the Google machine. So that's usually the best way, since spelling Quadrilateral is a little bit tricky sometimes. But you can search that too, and it'll come up.
Right on. Okay, so and Substack, just tell us quickly, what is Substack?
Well, it's basically a place for all of us writers who've been retired by legacy media go to write, and there's some great writers there, incredible writers, and it's been a wonderful lifeline for a lot of us to be able to, who built a little bit of an audience, to write to them directly. And their app is beautiful, and the reading experience is clean and simple, and no pop-ups and weird videos playing and all the other junk that you get. And and as you said, it allows me to kind of do what I want to do, and I try not to waste people's time. So yeah, sometimes I have some very long newsletters, but I don't hit you up every day. Golf isn't that important, but during the majors, I do cover every day.
Right on.
And,
right on.
And I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I think, Jeff Shackelford, that your love for golf courses is absolutely bar none. The architecture, the way, the what kind of grasses, everything about a golf course, you love it. And golf architecture for normal people, sharpening your course design understanding to make golf slightly less maddening. Is that still available?
Oh, very much so. Go to Amazon. It's there and easy to get. It's not my first choice for a place to buy books, but they make it really easy, and it ships out, and they sell it at a good price, so I can't complain about that. But it's gone real well. It's not gone well with certain people, which I consider a real gift. It's usually the kind of the cranky elites who don't like that golf architecture was treated the way I treated it, which I consider a badge of honor. I'm trying to make it more fun to look at a course, but not get too wonky and geeky and all that. And I've gotten some really neat emails from people who have been appreciative of the approach that I took.
Right on. And, you know, now I haven't gotten to something, but I got to say bye, because, again, I talk way too long with Jeff Shackelford. The future of golf, how golf lost its way and how to get it back. Have you heard of chess boxing? Chess boxing?
No.
Okay, it's a hybrid sport, combines two traditional disciplines, chess and boxing. Two combatants play alternating rounds of blitz chess and boxing until one wins by checkmate or knockout. It's popular in the UK, India, Finland, France, and Russia. And I was thinking, gee, how could we incorporate that into golf, you know, so that more people...
Ooh, I was wondering where you were going with that one, Danielle. I don't know. I think golf has already got enough problems trying to overthink how to make it different.
Okay.
We just stuck with the old good core values. I think golf would be in a better place. Unfortunately, right now, we've got a lot of people trying to reinvent it for all the wrong reasons.
Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Of course.
Aloha.
Take care, Danielle.
You too.
Aloha.
We're coming back. Yes, we're going to get to First Tee. There's a big event going on, and you want to be there. I'm Danielle Tucker. I can't even say my own name. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right, you know. It's Aloha Power Equipment's New Year's sale. All the riding mowers are on sale, and mower accessories are on sale galore as we speak. And I think what I'm trying to tell you is the actual equipment that's on sale this week is actually the Honda generator. It's the Honda generator sale. We have specials in every size. You get $200 off on a Honda EU 2200 and a free extended warranty that's worth another $250. You can weed it, you can whack it, you can mow it, you can blow it. You'll need your generator out there, a Honda generator. Keep your lights on, your equipment running while others are in the dark. That's Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You may have heard me talk about First Tee and how much I think it's really good for kids growing up and teenagers. They should go to First Tee because it teaches, yes, manners, but it also teaches relationships, like how to get along with other people, how to let one person go ahead when it's their turn and it's not your turn. You know, some kids, the little ones, they have a hard time with that. And First Tee is really gentle, and it's all about golf, and they learn, but it's not all about golf. You know, it's just this combination of fabulous factors. And Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and Tim Lamb, PGA Director of Golf, Maui Nui Golf Course, are here to tell us about something that's coming up with First Tee Hawaii joining forces with Maui Nui Golf. So welcome into the clubhouse, Joy.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And Tim, hi.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometime you'll have to be on and to teach us something. But right now, I want to hear about First Tee Hawaii joining forces with Maui Nui. And what are you guys up to?
Well, as you know, Danielle, First Tee Hawaii's mission is really to be everybody's first stop, whether they are young or whether they're in their teen years, but they're interested in the game of golf. They want to learn it. They want to see what it's all about. We want to make it fun, and we want to really seamlessly deliver those life skill lessons. Once they're ready to kind of invest more in their game, maybe they want to find a junior league. Maybe they want to find more competitive play. Maybe they want to really find a private coach. We want to be able to point them in the right direction. So by partnering with a golf course like Maui Nui for this really fun event that we have coming up, we are able to really start to bridge the community and create this community through golf. So I'm going to let Tim talk to you about this amazing event that we have coming up next weekend.
Awesome, Tim. This is Saturday, next week, Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you, Joy. That was a beautiful intro. next Saturday at 2 o'clock for 2 hours, so 2 to 4 p.m., we're going to have a whole bunch of fun stuff for the family to do at our driving range facility, which is the only top tracer facility here on Maui. So we've got the golf tech. We're going to have a lot of games for the kids. I heard you talking about chess earlier. We actually have a big chess board. We're going to have donuts and some shaved ice available as well. And we're really just going to introduce our facility to the kids and our partnership with Joy, with First Tee, and all the other offerings we have at the facility, be it PGA Junior League. We have a stable of four wonderful PGA coaches plus myself, and just what the facility offers in terms of a place for really the community to go, but also the golf community to go, and for people to be able to play at all levels, whether it be starting out, just getting used to the game at First Tee, even older players getting into golf, and then anyone who wants to improve their game and take it to the next level.
Awesome. So this is a family open house.
Absolutely. So everyone can come, all ages. We are going to have things catered more to the kids, but everyone is invited.
Right on. So this family open house is February 15th. That's next Saturday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Free admission, free golf clinic, unlimited range balls for juniors, games, prizes, food, and lots more. You know, I always want to know so much more. I've just said so much already, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Really, we're there to kind of be there for all the questions.
Right on, yes.
Mark Rolfing is going to be with myself and one of our great instructors, Maria Castellanos, talking about a little bit, just a golf clinic about maybe our history with the game and hitting a few balls and showing everybody how it's done, hopefully. Hopefully we have the right skill for that. And really just answering all the questions people have about what our facility is, what First Tee is, all the like things and events and leagues that we offer for people to come enjoy. And I mean, we're pretty affordable when it comes to Maui golf, so we want everyone to know that like anyone can come. We always have clubs available for people to try and take a chance at the top tracer and really learn how golf works.
Well, we're going to have to add Maui Nui to our Maui golf list. Here we are. Yeah, right here. Maui Nui today has a 12:30 and a 1 o'clock tee time. So if you're looking for a tee time on Maui, at Maui Nui, there's a 12:30 and a 1 o'clock. At least there was. I announced that at 7 o'clock. Those could be filled, but give them a call. You could be playing at Maui Nui right now. Now, during this open house, you're also going to have some new First Tee programming. Joy, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're so excited that we will be launching a new program location at Maui Nui. I think being able to have First Tee accessible to the families on the south side of Maui is a dream of mine because I grew up in Kihei. So I'm really, really excited that we're going to be able to offer a First Tee program location right there at Maui Nui, very close to the schools that are there, very accessible, being right there in the middle of South Kihei. So at the event on Saturday, you know, I'll be there. I'll be happy to answer, like Tim was saying, answer questions that people have about the program. How do we blend the life skills with the golf skills? How do I find, you know, the next step in my golf journey if I'm ready to start competitive play? We're going to set up a bunch of fun games for little ones and big ones. And it's going to be a lot of fun, Danielle.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. And you're celebrating the launch of the Da Nui Academy?
Yeah, I'll let Tim take you on that journey.
Tim, what's Da Nui Academy?
So we've always had instruction at Maui Nui, but we want to kind of, just like we're bringing the First Tee, we want to upgrade our teaching and our teaching facility. So we're putting a name to it and something that has been near and dear to my kind of heart when I came into the golf course, and kind of just taking like everyone calling like, oh, the course decline, you get that like kind of pigeon talk about it.
Sure.
And we just kind of ran with it, and it's something that I think, plays a lot of fun into the name of the golf course and into our teaching. So we want to let everyone know, like, we're here to have some fun with golf. It doesn't have to be that, like, stuffy feel. Like, we're here to have a great time, really enjoy and enjoy learning and bringing that to everyone.
Yeah, and join the game of golf, and being with people. It's perfect. Da Nui, you're Maui Nui, so Da Nui Academy is perfect, I think. Don't you think so?
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, what's first tee? It's empowering kids and teens through the game of golf. I think that's such a wonderful sentence, Joy.
Thank you, Danielle. I would agree. This mission of empowering our youth through this incredible game, it really it mirrors life in such a beautiful way. I'm very grateful to be a part of this organization. I'm very grateful to be able to partner with all of the amazing golf professionals and golf initiatives throughout these islands. It's been truly my great pleasure to serve in this way.
Awesome. So are we going to have a family open house on all the islands?
I think that's a great idea, Danielle. Let's do it.
I love you. Wonderful. That's fantastic. You're fantastic, Joy Ruggiero, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and Tim Lam, PGA Director of Golf, Maui Nui Golf Course. I hope you'll be on to teach us something, Tim.
Yeah, let me know. I'd love to.
That'd be fabulous. Well, we can talk about whatever part of the game you like to talk about, or the question that you get asked the most, you know, with people saying, what do I do when, whatever it is. Thanks for being on. Joy, Tim, aloha.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you.
We're going to come back after this. Steve Pike. Spike on golf and travel, award-winning travel, golf, food, sports writer. Always looking for the next great story or adventure. We'll be back with Steve after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnevik.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the First Tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, when she said it gets them off the couch, first thing I thought of is it gets them off the couch and out of the computer they've been staring at close up. And for the eyes, playing golf's great because you look in the distance and then you look close and you look in the distance and then you look close and then you hit the ball, hopefully. You know, that's what I always worry about. Am I going to make contact? I should stop worrying. But regardless, what I'm trying to say is that's really good exercise for the eyes. And kids spend so much time even just doing their real homework, looking at a computer screen so close up. that getting them outside is really important for not just the body but and the mind, but also for the eyes. And now, Steve Pike, Spike on Golf and Travel, award-winning travel, golf, food, sports writer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to be back.
You know, I got to say, when I think about the job, did you make this job for yourself?
It sort of made me. We sort of molded each other, I suppose.
Yeah, because, you know, anybody, travel, golf, food, sports, you write about where all you've been, and, you know, it's just a fabulous, wonderful way to move around the planet, and then having all these experiences, including things like Stream Song. Stream Song is this interesting. I've just got to go back to what Richard Mack said. I'm the person who had the crazy idea of developing a memorial golf resort. It does say memorable. It should be memorable, but memorable golf resort in lieu of reclaiming property we owned and mined for about 100 years. So they were producing phosphate fertilizers. So typically you claim that property back to its original form. So rather than do that, which we have been doing for about 100 years now, it was my view that we could do something unique and produce a special place. Instead, a golf resort was my focus. That was the inspiration behind how Stream Song originated and then, of course, snowballed from there. So how many golf courses are at Stream Song now?
Yeah, well, I think let's go back to one thing. I don't know if it's a correction or not, but when Richard said he was going to take it back to its original form,
uh-huh.
Well, its original form was an ancient ocean. Because you can still go there and find shark teeth from hundreds of thousands of years ago. But there are now four long courses. Stream Song Red, Stream Song Blue, Stream Song Black, and soon to come, the other big course will be a David McClay Kidd course, which would give Stream Song courses by McClay Kidd, Corin Crenshaw, Tom Doak, and Gil Hand.
Ah.
And there's also two short courses as well. So they count everything now as five. So this will be the fifth course.
This is the fifth. Okay. So what is his plan? Have you had any insight into what David McClay Kidd is planning?
I talked to him a little bit at the PGA show, as a lot of us did, and I think this one's going to be certainly an out-of-the-box sort of design, because he has all of the tools in his toolbox to do that, and I think he is just now, even after 25-odd years, if not more, something like that, of being, you know, one of the world's top golf course architects.
Uh-huh.
I think he's just now figuring out how he's evolving and finding new ways to design courses and finding new ways to find himself within those golf courses. He's a very interesting man.
I bet that just what you said there, but it's funny, after many years of trying to do things the way you think they need to be done, then all of a sudden you grow into your confidence, you got all the tools in your toolbox, and now you get to do things that are like not necessarily what everybody else, but it's what you want to do. And that's, there's so much satisfaction in that moment. And here, you know, he's building golf courses. Why would he want to quit? That's why I think golf course architects do it for their, they don't retire.
No, they certainly don't. And at the rate some places are building golf courses these days, they also have no reason to retire, because they're in constant demand. And David is one of them. And I think we're seeing that again with Cabot Citrus Farms and what Ben Calendula is doing with all of the Cabot Collection properties. Cabot Citrus Farms is just 2 or 3 hours from Streamsong in Florida. And now it's fully open with its 2 championship golf courses and 2 short courses. And its cottages and all, it still has to do all of its real estate and things like that. But I think right now between those 2 great golf destinations, there's sort of an arms race in Florida as to who can outdo the other, whether they really want to admit it or not.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's good. You know, competition pushes you forward. that's
right. And the question then becomes, what will some of the other great Florida golf destinations, how will they keep up? How do they plan to keep up? And that sort of thing. We'll see maybe with PGA National now under new ownership and new management, how it responds in the next couple of years as well. It's done a great job the past 6 or 7 years of sort of reinventing itself into once again great golf destination in Florida.
Wow. Now, how are they all making money? There seems to be so many golf courses, high-end golf courses.
Well, I think the high-end golf courses, and that's a little bit of a concern because particularly in Florida, when you talk about the number of golf courses that are being built, most of them are not public golf courses. They're private exclusive golf courses with memberships that could be as high as $1 million. So do they make money? Yes, they will make money. I think when the real estate and the membership is completely sold out, however you want to envision that, yes, they will make money when they are completely built out. You know, otherwise the developers wouldn't do it, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
We
just often wonder how much is too much, golf courses, you know, but it's apparently it's never enough. And they're so beautiful and they're so good for nature. I mean, it brings in the flora and fauna to shorten
right.
that, you know, and that it's just great. And the fact that they went to golf courses at Streamsong instead of, you know, trying to go back 100,000 years, is that what you said earlier?
Well, about a million, probably over 1 million. When it was an ancient ocean, yes.
Yes. Now, what's Colorado's Rodeo Dunes all about?
Rodeo Dunes is another Kaiser project. The same family who developed Bandon Dunes, Sand Valley.
Oh, yeah.
It is proposed to be, once it's all done, it will be 6 golf courses and essentially an entirely new town.
Whoa.
I guess it might be the best way to put it, on the Front Range in Colorado, basically about 50 miles from the Denver airport. And the first course is supposed to open, which is a Coren Crenshaw course, supposed to open sometime later this year, and followed by a Jimmy Craig course, which will probably open later this year or early next year. And Jimmy Craig is quite an interesting character. He grew up in Texas. He's a great shaper for years for Coren Crenshaw. And this will be Jimmy's first solo project at Rodeo Dunes when it opens probably, like I said, later this year or early next year.
Oh, that's cool, because I was going to say, who, Jimmy? How many golf courses?
Yes. Eventually there will be 6. And someone from Dream Golf, the Kaiser family, inside the Kaiser family, told me when I was in Sand Valley this past summer, we were talking about Rodeo Dunes, and he said that property will probably won't be built out in our lifetime.
Wow.
Now I'm old, so I mean that's not a lot of years. But you get the idea.
Yes. Yes, I totally understood. You know, we all think we're going to live forever.
You're right. Yes.
And then you have to, you know, say, oh, yeah, right. 30 years from now, let's see.
Right.
Top Golf. Top Golf. Now, I heard And you may have been the one who told me that actually indoor golf is making more money than outdoor golf.
I don't think I told you that exactly. And again, it depends on how you would define making money and how you're making the money. Are you making it on indoor golf? Are you making it through food and beverage? Are you making it just through people coming into your bay and spending an hour swinging golf clubs? Topgolf has slowed down quite a bit in the last year, which is one of the reasons why the parent company, which is Topgolf Callaway Brands, is looking to spin it off into a separate company. It's same store sales, particularly midweek, are struggling.
Oh wow! Yeah, well, Wednesday's not a great day to go shopping. Most people are working.
Right, right, and that's why I think you're seeing now, starting to see a lot of ads and specials and that sort of thing to try and draw people to Topgolf in the early afternoons, midweek, you know, that sort of thing, because they need to get those people in there. And we'll see what happens. Tuesday, Topgolf Callaway Brands is expected to release its Q4 earnings report, which will be for Q4, obviously, and for the entirety of 2024. So I think the president, Chip Brewer, will probably address that separation a little bit, of the where that stands right now, the separation is, as well as any sort of potential impact that the Trump tariffs have on Callaway golf.
Yeah. Okay, let's not even go down that road. We were going to have a Topgolf in Hawaii for a while, but, you know, they didn't come, and I can see why. You know, you can only, you're at the bubble, you know, at the end, and then the bubble bursts. And
some of it, too, I think you probably, and not knowing anything about why or why it didn't work out there, it didn't come out there, is some of it has to do with land usage.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Topgolf Callaway Brands, doesn't own most of the land that Topgolf sits on. It just leases it. So there could have been issues there as well.
Well, we've got it's indoors, isn't it? An indoor facility?
Well, Topgolf is outdoors.
Oh, why was I thinking that Topgolf was also an indoor facility?
I don't know. Topgolf is outdoors.
Gotcha. Okay, well then, yes, that's definitely a possibility. Absolutely,
it's outdoors. It's under bays that are heated and or air conditioned, depending on the time of year. Most of them,
yeah.
But it's out. But what you might be thinking of is what's called puttery. Puttery is the mini golf component of Drive Shack, which is another version of Topgolf.
Gotcha. Okay. That's where I was. I went down the wrong hallway.
Right. There's about six puttery venues across the country, I believe, right now, maybe something like that.
I'm talking with Steve Pike, Spike on Golf and Travel, award-winning travel, golf, food, sports writer. Now listen to this. Spike's golf partners have included Arnold Palmer, Nancy Lopez, rock star Alice Cooper, baseball legends Joe DiMaggio and George Brett, singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett. He's interviewed current President Donald Trump, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton. So let's just go down to the people that you've actually had the fun of playing golf with. Who was the most fun to play with?
The most fun to play with was probably Arnold Palmer. he engaged you in what he was doing too.
Yes.
He was interested in how you were playing, and if you hit a bad shot, he would laugh. You know, everyone else is very serious about it and want to and takes themselves very seriously about it for the most part. But Arnold would was never one really when he was out there playing just casually or, you know, with a media type like myself. He wouldn't take himself too seriously. He'd, you know, you'd hit a ball and you'd be searching for it. And he'd be standing behind you going, "Have you found it yet, Steve?" You know, that sort of thing.
So, I love him.
So he was probably by far be the one who is, you're the most, it's weird to say you're comfortable playing with Arnold Palmer, but yeah, you get comfortable very fast playing with Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, and just comfortable around him. I didn't ever play with him, but I was able to meet him and talk with him, and he was right there. He was engaged. He was 100% with you when you were with him. And that's, you know, it's such a treat. And then he had this fabulous sense of humor.
a brief story, if you have a minute.
Sure.
The last time that I actually saw Mr. Palmer before he passed away, I think I had engaged with him was, I think, in 2014 when my son and I had checked into Bay Hill Lodge in Orlando. And Mr. Palmer was standing by the check-in desk at the lodge. And I went up to introduce myself. I said, "Oh, Mr. Palmer, Steve Pike, and nice to see you again." And he looked at me and he goes, "Steve, how long have I known you?" And I said, 25 years. And he goes, "And what have I always told you to call me?"
Yeah.
Arnie? Yeah. He goes, "You're damn right." And I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Palmer." And yeah.
Yeah. That's him. I mean, you know, I called him Mr.
That was him.
Yes, I called him Mr. Palmer. He goes, "Who?" "That's my father."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, he did. And he also didn't like to be called the king.
Oh,
he didn't like that at all.
I bet. Well, always fun talking with you, Steve Pike. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Aloha. Sarah Kalen, LPGA Manager of Digital Content, with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Power Equipment's Honda Generator Sale. Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. I'm the town crier. We have specials in every size. Get $200 off on a Honda EU 2200 generator, free warranty, extended warranty worth another $250 value right there. So $200 off on the Honda generator and $250 you save with the free extended warranty. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. You know what? Half the time you need a Honda generator just to keep all your equipment running, while others are, when the power goes out, that was really hard. You want them? We got them today, and we ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. We're open Monday through Saturday. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. scratch golfer, or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458, and have more fun playing golf.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Sarah Kalem, LPGA Manager of Digital Content. In her role as a manager of digital content for the LPGA, Sarah is responsible for much of the content you find at the tour's website. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sarah.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm so stoked because it's Founders Cup. It's Founders Cup weekend. And, you know, just in case you've forgotten, Alice Bauer, Patty Berg, Betty Danoff, Helen Detweiler, Marlene Hagee, Helen Hicks, Opal Hill, Betty Jameson, Sally Sessions, Marilyn Smith, Shirley Spork, Louise Suggs, Babe Saharias. They were the ones who created the LPGA. How long ago was that?
1950. We're actually celebrating our 75th anniversary season this year, which is incredible and so exciting. Those women did everything for all of us that both work here and play out here, and we just couldn't be more grateful. So we always host the Founders Cup to really recognize them and what they contributed to golf and to our organization, because without them, we wouldn't be here. So we're really proud of our founders.
Yeah, and from what I was reading, there was an attempt to do like an LPGA in 47 or 48, but they had to, I guess, you know, that was during the wartime, you know, and so it was probably, they stopped, but then in 1950, as you said, everything came together, and they did everything. Tell us what the women would do when they'd go on the road to go to a tour stop.
I mean, everything. It was, you know, to setting up golf courses, to helping figure out rules officials, to doing clinics the week or the pre-tournament days to really generate local interest, to get people to come out and watch these women compete. Because at that time, women in sports, women in golf, it wasn't really a thing that you saw every day. So they had to do all of the pre-tournament promotion. Then you get to the tournament days and you have to do the golf course setup. You have to make sure you have people out there to do the rules. At the end of the tournament, you're calling in to AP and reporting scores and making sure you have payouts. I mean, they did it all. And I think people don't really understand, like, it was us. It was the players that really took the organization those first few years and got it to survive and to thrive, and now it is where it is today, and we're playing for, you know, so much prize money. We have a full staff, a whole organization behind the players out here.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game, and boy, do we have a stellar leaderboard. But before we go to that, I wanted to ask you about Bradenton Country Club Golf Course. What's that like?
It's beautiful out here. It's kind of tucked away. You wouldn't really know it was here, but Hollis Stacey is actually one of our former players that's a member out here. Beautiful golf course, typical Florida layout. It's got a little bit of tree action out there, but the greens are really where the teeth in this course lie. Players talk all the time about it really depends on where the pin placements are of whether you can attack this golf course, so you have to lay back a little bit. But classic Florida, all Bermuda out there, and the players so far seem to be figuring it out pretty well.
That's nice. I mean, yeah. Let's see now. Jin Young Ko is like 12 under par. Amazing.
Yeah. She's actually looking to win this tournament for a fourth time, if you can believe it. Yes. She's won it every other year since 2019. So she's won 2019, 2021, 2023. So if she pulls it off in 2025, it'll actually be her fourth different golf course that she's won the Founders Cup at, which is pretty wild to think about.
That's wonderful. I mean, that's a legacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that I'm going to pronounce her name right. I'm going to start at the bottom here. Jin-hee Im, Angel Yin, Minami Katsu, and Yelimi No. Is that correct?
You crushed it. That's pretty good.
Awesome. They're 10 under. So there's, you know, four women tied for second. But this is as of yesterday, so I have not been able to see the leaderboard. I don't know if they've even teed off yet. Have they?
Yeah, final groups are just going out right about now.
Cool.
So we'll hopefully have either Jin Young will remain at the top, or we'll see somebody else come out of the woodwork here in about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, and speaking of coming out, Bradenton native, is it Bradenton? Bradenton. Nellie Korda is from where this golf course is. Did she play it when she was young?
She did a few times. Didn't play as much out here as you would think. But she actually belongs over at Concession. That's usually her home golf course.
Practice.
And she actually lives a little bit further away from here. But she knows what it's like to play in front of a Bradenton crowd and won a tournament at this golf course last year. It's not the Founders Cup, so she's technically not the defending champion of the tournament.
Uh-huh.
But she is the defending champion at this golf course.
Of the golf course. Okay, so this is my course. She's 6 under. How is she doing? She had 268s. Have you talked with any of them?
Yeah, it's kind of part of my gig. So yeah, I've spoken a lot to him. I think Nellie is rolling. I mean, played at the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions last week. Finished solo second. I think posted an 18 under 72 hole total, and you know, knocked the rust off. There wasn't a lot of it. She didn't wrap up her season in 2024 until mid December. So she's been kind of put her clubs away for a little bit, but practicing quite a bit. But was really pleased to see herself. I think finished solo second last week, and carried a lot of confidence into this week at Bradenton. I mean, this was where her spectacular 2024 season began. It was at this event when she defeated Lydia Ko in a 2-hole playoff, and she's ready to roll, it seems, this season. There's no slowing Nellie Korda, but she does have a little bit of an extended break after this event, which I know she's really looking forward to.
On the road, you're on the road, right, all the time?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell us, you know, I don't know how to ask the question. What's it like being on the road for weeks, months, it seems?
Well, I've only ever done a full month away from my house last August, but it can be a lot. I think that's kind of a forgotten aspect of both tour life and staff on, you know, tour life.
Yeah.
You have your routines. You need to take your sleep where you can get it. Definitely took a little more sleep this morning with a later tea time. But yeah, it's a blast. I mean, I grew up playing golf. This was where I wanted to play when I was a kid. So I get to write about it now, which is the second best thing. So I love it. I love seeing new places. I love, you know, getting these cool new experiences. And like I said, I had a month last year that I was out and did the Olympics and got to go to St. Andrews. And
wow.
At the end of the month, it was a lot. I was ready to go home and go see my cat and see my parents and all that. But I wouldn't have traded it for the world.
You know, bring the cat with you.
I wish. Titan's not a big flyer, not a big travel carrier kind of guy. So he stays at home most of the time.
What's his name?
Titan.
Oh, that's a wonderful name. That's a wonderful name. And they're so devoted. You know, I come home and one of mine, the boy, he's just like, when are you going to stop and come over here? Come over here now. And then he wraps his tail around my ankle. Come on. Yeah, you know, I want to take.
I love
like,
it.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, Titan isn't like when I'm away for too many weeks.
Yeah.
When I come back after an extended break, he knows. And he'll give me some snuggles. He'll give me some side eye too. Like, where you been? But he'll snuggle when he wants to.
Anybody who has a cat knows exactly what you mean, the side eye. I get it straight in the eye. He looks at me like, what? So, Jin Young Ko, amazing player. Does she speak much with the people, like with the press?
Oh, yeah. She's one of our best.
Wow.
You know, I've been with the tour since 2021, so I've seen definitely a progression of Jin Young, but honestly, you get to talking to her. She's got a great personality. She's really funny, really bubbly. And she said some fun things if you go back on the LPGA Tour social media channels over the past few seasons. But no, she's really insightful and really gives you kind of a glimpse of what it's like to be at that level. You know, like you said, she's such a fabulous player. She's, you know, reached the pinnacle multiple times to be the first woman's world golf rankings number one. And she gives you an insider's info, which is pretty cool to understand where she comes from and how she manages herself.
How, and can you give us some examples?
So I think there were a couple years ago, she had kind of an unfortunate hole. And, you know, you have them. And, you know, I don't think she spoke too much with us in English about it, but she didn't let it bother her. And I think when you talk to her in the next day, when she kind of like righted the ship, you could see that she really had put that in the past. She's one that will kind of just take you inside of like how she's feeling, how she's thinking. You know, it's kind of like a lot of our players do, right? Like you want to know the insider info as far as, you know, the greens and the, you know, the wind speed and yardages and things like that. But she'll tell you how she's feeling. And I think like she's been really honest, I think, with us that I've noticed about, you know, the off course injuries and stuff, but also the tenacity it takes to win a golf tournament.
Yeah, yeah. And sharing that information not only I think is good for the person doing the sharing, but it's also a teaching moment for the people asking the question. Because sometimes they look like, you know, impenetrable people who could, you know, never feel down because they're always there. And sometimes they can't help but, you know, let the guard down and we see that they're really upset. But most of the time, it never shows. And to be able to tell people, well, you know, at that moment, I was feeling like I was the worst player in the world. Well, that, I mean, that makes other people like me who don't play so well. The moment I have that kind of feeling, I'm sharing it with her. So, you know, it just makes you feel she's human, I'm human. Thank you so much for letting me know that I'm not completely off my rocker.
Well, and it gives you some insight to who they are on the golf course. I think one of the best things I've heard the last couple of weeks from Nelly is, you know, she had a crazy year last year, and it wasn't just the golf. I mean, there were a lot of off-course things that she did, going to the Met Gala. She was in SI swimsuit. And, you know, as much as the golf is
yes.
a part of her life and important,
yes.
those are cool, too. And that challenges you in a different way. So I asked her last week, I was like, I really grew in that area moment for you. And she's like, it was my confidence. She's like, I am a confident person. I'm a confident player. But it was a really good reminder of, I don't need to be who everybody else tells me to be. I can be who I want to be. And I thought that was super insightful. And I followed up again this week, and she was like, it's kind of explaining when her confidence starts to falter. And that wasn't something I had heard from Nelly before, but it's interesting to kind of get that,
yes.
you know, I don't want to say inside baseball, but
yes.
get that mindset from her to understand, like, when she's rolling, this is what she's thinking. And I think it's beneficial for not only us writers and as journalists like yourself, but it's beneficial for viewers and fans.
Yes. Absolutely. Sarah Kellum, I hope you have time to be on the show again at some point. Let me know. You've got my number. Sarah is LPGA Manager of Digital Content on the LPGA. In her role as the Manager of Digital Content, Sarah is responsible for much of the content that we find on the tour's website. She frequently travels with the players, seeks to tell their stories in unique ways, and so I'm looking forward to reading more now that I know the person. That brings it all home to me. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I'm jealous you're in Hawaii. Send some of that weather Kentucky
way. Okay. We'll send her over with a big box of macadamia nuts. Aloha. Ben Hongo, PGA, President, Aloha Section PGA. He's with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ben Hongo, PGA President, Aloha Section PGA, Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. You can find him at hongogolf.com. Ben, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you ever find yourself doing mental game sort of conferences with people?
No, I mean, I'm not a psychologist or sports psychologist, but, you know, I do talk about, you know, I always kind of say that, you know, I choked away enough golf tournaments to know what not to do.
I think that's what I'm thinking, you know, it's like, get out of your head somehow, you know, and that's the part where you, if you can find a good book to read about different strategies to stop the stinking thinking that goes on in all of our minds, but I think is more prevalent in the mind of a golfer somehow. And, you know, I don't know why golf, I guess because there's not a lot of movement. You know, you're not running. There's no time to think about how terrible you are while you're running across the pitch. But there's a lot of walking time.
I think you're right. I think I had heard like something like, you know, your action time on the golf course is only like 22 minutes, you know, within the four and a half hours out there. So, yeah, there's a lot of time for you to start thinking, you know, negatively or positively.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben's a runner, a foodie, a sushi cuisine lover of the game. You know, I need to talk to you about something that we haven't talked about in a long time. The physical nature of golf. How much working out is important to be, I'm not going to say great at this game, I'm going to say proficient.
Well, I think, you know, everybody's in kind of in different stages. So, you know, if you're kind of like me, you're 50-something and you're somewhat happy with, you know, with your golf and your scoring and stuff like that, it probably doesn't take that much, you know, but you are always looking at injuries or preventing injuries and whatnot. So I think, you know, a workout, I think it's a good thing just for mental health and also physical health, not just golf health, but I think it's a good thing. I'm talking to some of my, you know, competitive junior golfers, and whatnot. It might be a necessity to become an athlete. You know, I think, you know, I had heard that a golf coach will not look at a player if the kid's ball speed is not 160 miles per hour.
Whoa!
You know, which is basically, it's going to take about 110 miles per hour club head speed. So, you know, that's certainly a, you know, it's a real thing. To have that possibility. So obviously, if you have a, you know, ability to carry the ball in the air 300 yards, I mean, that gives you a lot more advantage than say somebody else that only carries a golf ball, you know, 280 yards. So, you know, I think it gives you a competitive edge to be in a physical, you know, shape.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it kind of depends on what you want out of the game and or how much you're, you know, how low do you want to go with the score and stuff like that.
The bottom line is it's a full body workout because you're using, you know, your legs are balancing you, gripping the ground, so to speak. You know, your arms are, and your chest and your back, all of that needs to be in concert so that when you swing that club, everything is moving the way it should without hurting a different facet of your body. You know, sometimes we forget that everything is dependent on another thing within the body. So it's all got to be in good shape.
Yeah. I mean, I think most tour players now, you know, they have a personal trainer on their team. So, you know, when you listen to their interview after they win a tournament, you know, you'll generally hear the players now use we instead of I.
Uh-huh.
And that we is, you know, this we talked about at the beginning, you know, sports psychologists, that we could be also a personal chef that gets, you know, the diet correctly.
Wow.
You know, that we could be also personal trainer, and it goes on and on and on, performance evaluators and whatnot. So, you know, it's, you know, you're talking about a human being or a, you know, live thing here. And I think I think it's a huge advantage, especially at the competitive level, to be in better shape than others. And, you know, it shows on the PGA Tour. You don't see too many guys, you know, with the, say, John Daly type of body types anymore. You see these guys are, you know, you look at McIlroy, how ripped he is. I mean, he's one of the shortest players on the PGA Tour, but he's the longest player on the PGA Tour. So it's just kind of interesting.
I think being close to the ground is an advantage. I really do. There's something, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I just think it's an advantage in some cases if you develop your physical nature, you know, and then you just, something about the swing and the follow through and all that good stuff. He is amazing, and he won. And it's like, it's like wonderful to see him smile again. You notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I think, you know, that mental part, being mental health and, you know, being content, you know, and I mean, when I mean by content, not so much content and, hey, I'm not going to work any more harder because I don't have to, but, you know, just being happy out there and, you know your place in this world. I think that, you know, that helps golfers.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're not performing the way you used to perform and you wonder what in the world is going wrong here, you know, so even though you think you know, it's hard for your brain not to talk down to you.
Yes.
You know, what is wrong with that part of your body? Hey, brain, stop talking down to me. Let's talk about something specific.
Okay.
Maybe I should ask you this question first. Is there a question that's most often asked of you by students or people who just walk over and say, Ben?
I think number one question that I get almost on a daily, almost on every single golf lesson is how can I be more consistent? That's probably the number one thing that I hear.
Wow.
From people. And I always have to kind of, you know, answer back with a question. I go, well, so what do we mean by consistency? Are we talking about consistency of hitting a golf ball, consistency of the golf swing, consistency of the results, consistency of the scores? You know, I mean, and a lot of people, really comes down to it, is they don't want to sit on the first tee in front of their buddies and pop the ball or, you know, completely whiff the golf ball.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and we had talked about this, you know, what I call the 3.5 absolutes. You know, and one of the absolutes is controlling the low point or the 6 o'clock of the golf swing. And a lot of people have a hard time doing that. And, you know, and they mishit the golf shot. You know, they hit it off the toe, they top it, they hit it bad, you know, whatever they might do on a regular basis and whatnot. And a lot of people, you know, they're not really aware, you know, so I'll have them hit like 10, 15 shots and I'll start to see a pattern. And I'll point out the pattern to them. They'll look at me and go, that is a problem there, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we have to kind of, you know, put the light kind of on, because a lot of times they just hit a golf ball and they hit it. It's for a lot of people, it's either good or bad, you know, and I try to get my students to be a little bit more aware so it's not just good or bad. Okay, so that was hit off the toe. A lot of people don't even know what that feels like. So you can get, you know, like what I use is it's called the impact spray. And you spray it on the club face, and it kind of leaves a little powder on the club face. So when you hit it, it tells you where the ball strikes on the face.
Nice.
Or you could just go to the, you know, a drugstore and get Dr. Schultz spray powder
yeah.
that you use on your athlete's feet, and just spray that, put a little dab on their club face, and it'll mark up every time you hit the golf ball. And you'll start to see patterns if you're really, you know, if you're paying attention to it. And then you can kind of work backwards from there.
Oh, I like that. That's such a good idea.
So whatever you wanted to kind of work on, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're hitting the golf ball somewhat semi-decent and the ball's going to the right, well, most likely the club face is open. So you can, and again, you know, we identify where the pattern is, and then we work backwards. So we kind of reverse engineer this.
So many of us don't even know what the, you know, the lingo is. The toe, the heel, the club face, yep. open, closed. You know, it's all of those things are important to go see Ben Hongo at, PGA Ben Hongo, President Aloha Section PGA. That stands for Professional Golfers Association of PGA. Director of Instruction, someone who's been, how long have you been teaching?
Been teaching for about 27 years full time.
Wow, 27. How much do you work out?
You know, I used to work out a lot, and I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been a little lazy, so I mean, I get into the gym at least once a week.
Wow.
You know, and there was a point where I used to run a lot. I have a little issues with my calf, especially my right calf, so it's hard for me to run every day like I used to. So I've kind of slowed down on my my running. I kind of replaced it with walking. I think I'm 58 now. I think walking actually is a little better for me.
I think walking's better. Yeah, it's better for all of us, walking actually.
Yeah.
Running makes us feel like we've really accomplished something terrific. And we have. And with your calves, you need a massage.
Yes, I need something.
You need a massage.
I don't know if it's curable at this point, but well, I need something. But, you know, and one of the things I always ask, you know, if I get a student that's a little bit older in age and they look like they're in really good shape, I always ask them, what's your secret sauce? And, you know, almost every one of them will tell you, oh, you know, I do this or I do this. But they do it on a regular basis. And one of my students told me, he goes, you know, body in motion stays in motion. And I'm like, no, that's a great concept. So.
Yes. Yes. And we're, you know, and that's, it's always really nice talking with you. And I've run out of time. So we have to, you have to be back soon. Okay. Do you know that you've been on last week you were on because we had a best of show on last week. So you've been on for 3 weeks. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's awesome. It's always nice to spend Saturday mornings with you.
Thank you. Ben Hongo, PGA President, Aloha Section, PGA. Got to thank the people who make this show possible. It's Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. And we have specials in every size. Get $200 off the Honda EU 2200 and a free extended warranty. That's $250 right there you save. Plus the $200, that's $450. You weed it, you whack it, you mow it, you blow it. You keep your lights on, your equipment running. That's right, while others are unfortunately in the dark because they didn't go to Aloha Power and get their Honda generator, and they're on sale, and we ship off-island. If you're off-island, no worries. New shipments arrive daily, and we'll send one out to you. We're open Monday through Saturday. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, people can't find you if you don't have a sign. That's something Aloha Power has. They've got this big sign on Alakava Street by the Costco. You see Aloha Power equipment. Same thing on Farrington Highway in Waipahu. As you're driving in the Everbound direction, heading west, you look on the left side, you go, oh, there's Aloha Power right there. No, so you just, you know, swing a U-E. You can do a U-turn at one of the lights, the one that says you can do it at. And there you go. You're right at Aloha Power on the right side. It's fantastic. So they're really good people. You'll enjoy going there and checking it all out. Do that. And chess boxing. I'm going to have to find out more about that. It's crazy. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And I'll see you next week. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.